again, Netflix increased its monthly subscription prices. Apparently, Netflix's plan is to take so much of our money that we'll have to enter a real-life Squid Game.
You know what I need?
Huh? What day is it?
This is Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Let me hear your voice.
Oh, this voice of yours is really something.
I really love the sound of your voice.
Your voice is really annoying.
God, your voice is annoying.
So which one is it?
So which is it?
Well, to each his own.
Is this the show?
That's usually what wakes me up.
You know what else wakes you up in the morning?
What is it?
That is funny.
I do not want that as an alarm clock. It is Tuesday. It is the wake up with Brett and Julie. Sometimes you forget. You come back. Hopefully you had yesterday off to celebrate the life and honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. But you come back and you're like, oh my God, it's Tuesday. Wow, yeah. This Tuesday feels a lot like a Monday.
Yeah.
Julie, how was your weekend? How excited are you to be on vacation in like 2 days?
Where's
your mind at right now?
My mind? I actually thought like, oh man, I got to go to work. And then I said, wait, I like the people I work with, so I'm excited to get to hang out with you guys.
So nice of you to say.
Although I am ready to go on vacation Thursday morning to Sonoma, California.
One, she's practiced that. She's asked like Kevin like 5 times, like, where am I going on vacation, Kevin?
I know. Where am I going? I can't remember. Yeah, and apparently there's like some rumor out that Sonoma may shut down for a little bit because of the COVID.
California does have way more restrictions.
Just wait until next week. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, don't they know Julie's coming?
Hello, yes. I am there.
And I love how Julie's like, I love coming to work, but I cannot wait to get the hell out of here.
I love you guys, but see ya. Don't want to be ya.
How about your day, Kevin? How was your weekend?
It was good. I mean, you know, we've been dealing with, you know, unfortunately a COVID case in the house, but that looks like everything's cleared. And awesome. My daughter is heading back to school today.
Oh, good.
Only to find out some other news, but we'll share that a little bit later on.
But
it was a good weekend. Got to enjoy some of the snow and made up for a Christmas mistake and got my kid the Oculus 2. Jackson loved it. And you can phone a friend and play with your different friends with it who have them. And it was a lot of fun over the weekend.
What do you mean you made up for a Christmas mistake? You got the wrong gift? You got the Oculus One?
Right, exactly.
I bought Christmas gifts that Dad thought his son would like.
Oh, that's weird. Parents always do that. Right, it's okay. Exactly.
Come on, man. Who doesn't love He-Man? Apparently Jackson.
Is He-Man even around anymore?
Well, he was back. I thought he would have been big. He's not.
You should have blamed Santa. Like, I told Santa. What the hell?
Right. Right. Santa. Santa.
What's his deal? I hate him too.
Always blame Santa.
Lance, how was your weekend, buddy?
It was good. I made a conscious decision, especially on Saturday and Sunday, to not sleep in and wake up at almost the normal time for me during the week, and it made the weekend seem super long. It was great.
I do that because not because of a conscious effort, because my son, he decides that for me. He's like, yo, you think you're going to sleep in? No, that's not a thing.
I feel the same
way, though. I do feel like the days go so long. Like sometimes, like whatever reason, we always talk about it during Sunday night football. Whenever like the 7 o'clock game starts, like there's still more football on. What the heck is going on? Like this weekend has felt like it lasted forever. So yes, I feel you.
Yeah, I know it, but I enjoyed that. It felt like I had more than a 3-day weekend. It really did.
Yeah, you do that, and then you're exhausted, though, sometimes, too.
Well, there's that. Yeah.
What's going on in the good news segment, Julie?
Oh, sorry. I fell asleep for a minute when you were talking about football. I'm awake now.
You want to go into the playoffs? Is that what you're going to update us with?
I thought Julie was in California.
So we're going to talk about how some people honored Betty White's birthday yesterday, which was also something that people did.
A special way that Julie, I think, would be excited about.
I hear a lot about sinners.
Today is not Monday. That is good news. We're already on Tuesday as we start the week on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. And Julie has more good news for you.
Yeah, so it was MLK Day yesterday, a national day of service and volunteering. And a lot of people chose to volunteer at animal shelters because it was also Betty White's would have been her 100th birthday yesterday. So me and my friends, we went to breakfast and we then went to go volunteer at the animal shelter. Awesome. Hashtag Betty White Challenge is what was trending on a lot of places yesterday, asking people to donate $5 to local animal shelters or rescues. The Humane Society said donations were pouring in, and the St. Louis region said they were just pouring in the little $5 donations. Stray Rescue had a special Thank You For Being a Friend t-shirt for every $100 donation for just yesterday only. And they said that Betty White was a fierce advocate for animals as well as for spay and neuter. So it's an awesome thing that everyone wanted to keep her legacy going. I know there are celebrations all over the U.S. Also honoring her what would have been 100th birthday.
I don't know why I'm so surprised. I guess I just didn't know that she was such a big animal advocate. I was just like shocked.
I didn't know either, actually.
That this was what hashtag the Betty White challenge would be after her death would be to give to animal shelters. What a really cool space to be in. I didn't know that about Betty White, so I learned something about her.
Yeah.
And it gives to a great cause.
Yeah, it worked out really well for us animal lovers. We're like, yes, I know. She liked our creatures.
Could it be, could there be a better human to advocate for animals than the most liked?
Right. Oh my
like,
God.
Betty White. Everything is controversial nowadays, except for Betty White.
Yes.
She was like the only thing that we could all agree on. You gotta love Betty White.
You gotta love her.
Julie, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag that will probably be controversial?
I know. We need to talk about Reese Witherspoon and some things you might not have known about her.
All right. 10 minutes away, we'll do the Hollywood hashtag. What's the weather look like?
Weather is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home mostly sunny and breezy today, high near 49. When I saw that this morning, I was like, oh, it's going to be so warm today.
I know.
Low down to 28 later tonight. Let's check out your drive-in with Lance Hildebrand.
Police are now 2+ hours in. We do
fancy life. Is there someone in your life that you constantly have to tell the wrong time to? There is something called Julie time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And we're going to talk about it in 5 minutes before Julie will give you all the Hollywood information on her time.
This is your Hollywood hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Well, there's an article out that says secrets revealed about Reese Witherspoon. Not necessarily any bad secrets. Just
thank
like,
goodness. I love Reese.
Just some little interesting things like she was born Laura Jean Reese Witherspoon. It's always fun to see like who has the fake names or whatever. So Reese Witherspoon is really like her second middle name.
Oh, okay.
Because she's fancy.
She's fancy.
Laura
like
Jean
that.
Reese Witherspoon.
Laura Jean's a cool name. She could have kept that.
Yeah.
That's a cool Hollywood
Laura
name.
Jean Witherspoon.
Yeah.
She is a descendant or a claimed descendant of John Witherspoon, one of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence.
All right.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. She's like a lot fancier. And it's she has this production company called Type A, and that is from a nickname she got when she was a kid. Little Miss Type A, because apparently she has a Type A personality, so her production company was named after that. That's cute. And she met Ryan Phillippe when a mutual friend brought him to her 21st birthday party.
They, I think they're like, they divorced, right? And then they have like this really great co-parenting situation.
Yeah, it seems like they do. Yeah. And their kids look so much like both of them.
Oh my God, they look like twins.
Yes,
it's crazy.
It's bizarro. Andrew Garfield, so spoiler alert, he is in Spider-Man No Way Home, and he said he had to lie to so many people about it, including ex-girlfriend Emma Stone, who was a co-star with him in The Amazing Spider-Man. He said that she texted him, she kept texting him like, are you in the new Spider-Man? Are you in the new Spider-Man? He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then she saw the movie. And she texted him, jerk.
Awesome.
I love that. Hashtag, don't be a jerk. That's your Hollywood hashtag.
There's such a thing called Julie time. We'll explain. We're going to talk about those Julie time people in your life.
You're insecure. Don't know what to do without you.
We're going to give you a chance to win some Disney on Ice tickets for you and the family right after we open up the polls.
The polls are open.
All right, so it's the best time of the year.
Yeah.
It's cookie season. Girl Scout cookie season.
So fun.
Top two most popular, Thin Mints, Tagalongs, and top two most popular in Illinois and Missouri were both of those cookies. Two. Mm. One had Tagalongs, one had Thin
no
Mints.
No way, over the Samoa or whatever after, they're called now?
Over the Samoa, yeah. Oh. So, are you Thin Mint or Tagalong?
I'm total Thin Mint, but you got to put them in the freezer so they're cold.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, cold Thin Mints. Yeah. Very strategic.
Yeah, I'd go with the, for, given the choice of those two, I would go with the Thin Mint. I'm a Samoa guy.
You're a Samoa guy too, huh? Yep. Wow.
Yeah, love the Samoas. This tells you my answer. I've never had a Tagalong. What is it?
It's the peanut butter and chocolate.
Oh, no. Thin Mint then. Decisively. I mean, that I've never had a Tagalong, and probably to give those choices, Thin Mint all day.
Mint and chocolate is so overrated. I'm going peanut butter and chocolate Tagalongs.
What?
Yeah. Peanut butter and chocolate. I think like chocolate and pretzel combination, chocolate and caramel, chocolate and peanut butter, and then way down the list, chocolate and mint. Overrated.
Mint is good for your stomach. It like eases your stomach issues. Yeah. So in your face.
Anything that you have to eat to ease your stomach issue is not a dessert that you indulge in. I think I just won the polls.
The polls are open.
Let's get you hooked up for you and your family to Disney on Ice.
Oh my gosh. The legacy of Disney is displayed through 14 classic and modern stories in this epic production. It features Mickey Mouse as the Mouster of Ceremonies.
We should do some Disney polls too for Disney on Ice when we're giving away all week at this time.
Good idea.
Disney on Ice for you and your family. If you want those tickets, just be caller 18 314-531-9898. Good luck. How does traffic look, Lance, this morning?
Well, it took about 2.5 hours, but that crash is fine.
We want you to be saying yeah when you bite into that slice of pizza. 314-531-9898. What is an underrated pizza topping? Just something simple. Give us your pizza hack. Like, people don't even realize it, but this is delicious on pizza. 314-531-9898. Julie has discovered something new on her pizza that she's just loving.
I know. So I went out to the Crafty Chameleon. It's in Ellisville. They're known for like pizzas, and I think they're like a little brewery there too.
That's cool.
Anyway, they had this pizza that had Gouda on it. Not just Gouda, smoked Gouda.
See, I would never think to add Gouda to cheese. Like, you do, like, mozzarella, three cheese. I don't even know what they put on the, you know, Prevelle, obviously, but Gouda, smoked Gouda, huh?
It was so good, and when I first started eating it, I was like, I don't know if I like this, but then it grew on me, and I ate the whole dang thing, and it was amazing. They have, like, pizzas that have, like, apples on them.
Apple pizza?
Right. Can you believe it? Yeah, so they have
a lot
of fruit
on the
pizza.
I think if you're calling in to say pineapple on pizza, I'm going to hang up on you.
I
love that. I love that. With Canadian bacon. Oh,
what am I doing?
The Hawaiian pizza, so good.
Pineapple does not belong on pizza. This fruit.
It's not bad.
Salty, sweet,
Canadian,
man.
Is that a Canadian pizza?
I don't know if it's I think it's more of Hawaiian, but it's got the Canadian bacon that's so good.
I don't know.
Good stuff.
No.
I love it, though.
I like, you know what I think is an underrated, doesn't get enough love, is barbecue chicken and bacon. A little barbecue chicken.
That's good
barbecue
too.
Oh, God, I love that one. I'm vegetarian.
Yeah, so what about barbecue sauce?
I actually would love that, too.
Chicken, no. Bacon, no. Delicious, Julia.
Unless it's like vegan, you know, like the chicken at KFC. Did you eat that yet? That's what I need to know.
No, I have not.
Who's had the vegan chicken at KFC? I want to try that.
Put some fried chicken on your pizza.
I would totally do that.
Yeah.
What is something that's interesting outside the box? You're like, you got to try this on your pizza. 314-531-9898. Let's get hungry and let's get the weekend or the week started the right way.
Jump in and join the convo. 314-531-9898. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Might sound impossible, but we're going to make pizza taste even better somehow. It's going to make you hungry. What is your pizza life hack? You're like, people would never think of this, but this is a great combination. You put this on your pizza, you can thank me later. 314-531-9898. Now I'm going to try smoked Gouda on my pizza, thanks to Julie.
You should. It was so good. Got that at the old Crafty Chameleon in Ellisville. There's some really interesting ideas on the Bomberito text line. How about pickles on your pizza?
That's interesting. Would have never thought of putting pickles on my pizza. Mm.
Fresh garlic on pizza is a nice addition. Ooh, how about
combo.
Drizzle melted peanut butter on pizza?
That's good. Mm. Who texted in there?
That's interesting.
Why?
The last one is French toast style eggs on pizza.
For a breakfast pizza,
Wow. Mm. These are good hacks.
I never would have thought of these.
I know. Chris calling from South City. You got a pizza combination that's just so good, no one would have thought of it before.
Yes.
What is it?
It's banana peppers, bacon, and pineapple, but I've had enough time to think about it, but I have several more.
Okay. Bring it, Chris.
Lettuce, tomato, pickles, and onion on a cheeseburger pizza.
Whoa, that sounds yummy.
Don't overdo the
cheeseburger pizza.
Yeah. It's another Jimmy Buffett song. And you got any more? Is that your second? That's your second.
Nice.
There's two of them. Boom,
that's
Chris.
My second and my last.
Yeah.
Mic drop, Chris.
Yes.
Thank you. We're going to try all those pizzas and we're going to come back full and happy.
Amen. KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best variety and home of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Y98 St. Louis.
An Odyssey station.
Don't you know I'm done?
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I'm going to try to keep my lips moving, Julie.
I hope so, buddy.
Not the way Meghan Trainor says it. I'm just going to keep reading the stories that are trending on the internet. I'll read a headline. Julie either tells me keep it moving or tell me more, and I'll give you all the details of that story. You're in charge of what people hear about in 2 minutes, Julie.
Okay.
How about this? The most popular Girl Scout cookie in each state.
Okay, I do want to hear about cookies, yes.
Google Trends, number one, Thin Mints, most popular cookie in 38 states.
Dang!
Which includes Missouri. Number one cookie in Missouri was Thin Mints. In Illinois, it was Tagalongs, the peanut butter and chocolate one.
Oh, nice.
You guys were Samoa fans? Is
yes.
that the coconut,
yeah. coconut one?
But it's called something different now, I forget.
Oh, they changed the name?
It's good.
What are your chances of reaching 100 years old? Betty White's birthday was yesterday. She just fell shy of this. What are the odds of actually making it to 100?
I was just listening to something that said, plan for living a long time. Otherwise, you'll manifest something bad. So keep it moving. I don't care about that.
Okay. How much time do you waste every single day?
Okay, tell me how much time I waste.
On a poll, if the average person wastes about 2 hours a day on mundane things like sitting in traffic, listening to Lance give him an update,
wow!
waiting on hold, scrolling through Instagram, flipping through channels, it comes down to about 624 wasted hours a year or 26 days you spend just wasting time sitting around.
We like love hate social media. Everyone knows it's terrible, but we can't get off of it.
CEO now offering new hires $5,000 to quit.
No way. Okay, tell me where this is.
So a CEO of a software company in Arizona is going to pay the new hires $5,000 if they resign within the first 2 weeks. He says this makes it so they are deciding to stay with this company. They are making a commitment that the long-term growth and gain that you're going to get is worth more than just $5,000. It's basically both of them saying, we are investing in each other. So he gives you $5,000 if you don't like the job within its first 2 weeks.
That's crazy. Wow. Where can I apply?
Yeah, I know.
He said since he started doing this, zero people quit.
No
really?
Way.
Zero people took the $5,000. They both felt like if you're willing to do that, it shows that you care about your company. We care about each other. We're in.
Amazing.
Long-term commitment. Wish they would do that with relationships.
Are they doing that here?
Right.
And that's the timer, so I'm going to keep it moving and take my $5,000.
That's right.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
The Mega Mind question of the day on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. 93% of us buy this at least once a month.
Tampons.
93% of us? What are these dudes doing all the time?
You gotta buy them for us, too.
I said, a lot of these guys.
Bought them before?
I'm sure I have. I don't care. I'll go buy them right now. I don't care. I'm like the least embarrassed or shameful person, and why would I be embarrassed of that?
Well, that's going to be Dare Dice this week, then. Everyone's got to go buy tampons while I'm gone.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay, we'll do that for Dare Dice. And just prove that it shouldn't be a weird stigma.
That's right.
All right, Kevin.
I'm going to say toilet paper.
I'd be more embarrassed of that. Like, I was here yesterday. Sorry. I'm shameful.
Don't hoard it.
Lance.
I was going to say paper towels.
Oh, you guys all want products. That's interesting. If you were paying attention to the show, we've already talked about it on the show.
Obviously, none of us are paying attention.
Right. That's your hint. 314-531-9898. I'll give the answer in 7 minutes, but we've already talked about this in the show in the first hour of it.
Mega Minds.
So what's going to look like?
I still have no idea what the answer is.
I have a revised guess.
No revised guesses.
Wait, Lance.
The weather's brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Sunny and breezy today. High near 49. Cloudy tonight. Low down to 28. Let's check out your drive-in with Lance Hildebrand.
We're racking up some problems. Let's start a...
St. Louis proud. On the Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98.
Mega Mind.
Giving the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. 93% of us buy this at least once a month. your hint was, if you were listening to the show, we've already brought this up and mentioned it. Does anyone actually listen to us? Has anyone got it on the Bomberito text line?
Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, someone said pizza. Is that it?
Pizza's correct.
All right.
93% of us buy a pizza once a month. And if you're Julie, you go to Emo's like every Friday. With
Amen.
Their dad. That's what their dad does, right?
Thanks for paying attention to me, Brett. You are so good.
I pay attention to the show. But Julie, you give her a Megamind with something we've already mentioned, and she's like, what? What time was my flight for vacation this week?
That's right, exactly.
Megaminds.
Kevin has been living in a COVID house, and we're going to get an update on the family situation in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. Last week, Kevin, you had a very interesting week.
Oh, yeah.
On the show. We actually kicked off last week with Kevin telling everyone that he went home that weekend and they're out of heat. That's how it kicked off.
That's right.
And then we found out his daughter tested positive for COVID. Mm. And we made him eat like mustard and Oreos.
Yeah.
Like, you
yeah.
just had a hell of a week, Kevin.
Yeah, and then I got yelled at by my wife, which is par for the course for telling everybody.
You usually get yelled at by her,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah.
Because you announced that your daughter had COVID on the air, like, instantly. You got the text message, and then Kevin just turned off the song that was playing. It's like, hey, my daughter has COVID. I want to let everyone know.
Exactly.
She's like, you didn't even wait to consult me.
Right. Since then, I get the text, any text now that say, this is not for air, or you can talk about this.
Nah,
or,
yeah, good.
So. Oh, so if she forgets at any moment, we have to strike and then announce it on the air.
I did not get the text that said this, but I will tell you, my home, COVID-free.
Yes! Whoa! Thank goodness.
Thank goodness. And I got to say, my daughter, God love Kennedy, that is a tough thing to do. To quarantine yourself for a couple of days,
yeah.
Then to have to still go and Zoom into school.
She did have to Zoom into school.
Oh, yeah, oh, that's crazy. I have to still go to school.
Write a bunch
of
reports. I mean, you know, thank goodness that this Omicron variant is not as, bad as it could be, and it's more of a head cold type thing. But, you know, Kennedy didn't feel great, but, you know, she persevered. We quarantined her for the 5 days. She came out yesterday in her mask. We opened up everything, cleaned out everything with, you know, Lysol, whatever we could. And, you know, fingers crossed, Julie, I'm not a carrier.
Kevin, you had me worried because, like, she said she tested positive and we found out on the show. And then the next day you come to work, you're like, oh, yeah, I was talking to Kennedy about something. I was like, really? You're talking to the COVID kid? And you're like, coming into work now? Great.
He goes, I wore a mask, but I was talking to Kennedy. Just checking in on my daughter's mental well-being.
Like, you better stay away from that kid.
You should text with your daughter about how she's doing.
Right. Like, don't sit and talk to the COVID person.
Yeah, that was the hardest part. But that was the hardest part for Kennedy. She said she felt so lonely. You know, even
and Julie didn't
I
care.
Know, she felt lonely. You were talking to her the whole time.
Julie didn't care.
Right. Yeah, but come
so
on.
You guys and still no symptoms, haven't tested
still
positive
no symptoms,
or anything?
Fingers crossed. There are no more, you know, issues with it, you know, and there's been testing at school for my son because he was in contact. He came back negative, so he
awesome.
Does not have it. And
we,
you know,
tested you. You were
negative,
so that's good.
So, but yeah, fingers crossed. It's done. We move past this and everybody else in St. Louis doesn't have to deal with it either, because it is difficult. It is not fun.
Yeah.
Not fun.
I feel like so many people have had it, so maybe we're good.
We found out, though, it should have been really easy for Kevin to isolate and quarantine because he, like, had a mansion.
That's
He was like, oh, she's in the West Wing, and then we're all in the East Wing. We're like, how many wings you got over there, Kevin in Illinois over there?
Imagine a hearth room and all of a sudden you're a millionaire.
Hearth room. I don't even know what a hearth room is yet again, but I'm going to Google it.
If you're doing the math at home, you want to know who the richest person in the room is, Kevin.
Just a young gun with a quick fuse. I was uptight, want to let loose. I was dreaming.
You know what's interesting is we had this conversation about chivalry and guys doing things for women. Is it considered sexist?
Yeah.
And then I realized that I stepped in and did something for my wife because she wouldn't do it for herself. And I don't know if I should have done that or not. I just like went in there and was like, I'm doing this because you won't take care of yourself, so I'm going to take care of it for you.
Oh, that's nice of you.
You think it was nice of
maybe.
Me?
Maybe. It depends what it is.
I'll tell you the story in 5 minutes. Let's get into the Hollywood news.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Heidi Klum, apparently, her legs were once insured by a client. So Heidi Klum is 48 years old now. She was on the Ellen DeGeneres show. She said a client once put an insurance policy on her legs and one of her lower limbs is actually worth more than the other. She said, when I was young, I fell into a glass, and so I have this big scar. She's like, obviously, I have too much spray tan on me right now, so you can't see the scar. But one leg is worth $1 million, and the other leg was insured for $1.2 million. And they're still, I guess, you know, they're still insured in her 40s.
This might be a stupid question, but when celebrities do this, like they insure their butts or they insure their legs or arms, how do they get the money? Like, do they have to cut off their butt to get the money?
Ew,
like,
I don't know.
Like, what happens? Like, how do you get the $1 million?
I don't know. The only thing I got out of this story is Heidi spray tans.
Nobody
like
knows
me.
Yeah.
Heidi spray tans too.
Like, why do they insure it? Like, why? $1 million. Okay. Cool.
At the box office this weekend, Scream has ended Spider-Man No Way Home's 4-week reign at the box office. The horror flick got $34 million.
Oh, not bad.
And apparently Spider-Man, though, still doing pretty good, ahead of Black Panther to become the fourth highest grossing domestic release in history.
Wow.
It's behind Avatar, Avengers Endgame, and then Star Wars The Force Awakens, I guess, is number one right now.
And to do it during the, like, when nobody goes to the movies.
Yes.
Yeah, big time for Spidey.
They were showing all the old Scream movies on TV this weekend, so I watched it. And now I'm like, I just want to know who done it in the new one.
Oh, you want me to spoil it for you?
So hashtag text in if you know who done it, because I'm trying to watch it. That's your Hollywood hashtag.
I had to do something for my wife because she wasn't doing it for herself. Julie, you can tell me if that was a bad move or not. In 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. I stepped in to try to help my wife, and I think it was a good move, Julie. I'll run it by you.
Okay.
My wife has been talking about getting a pedicure. I don't know, for like, I feel like years. She wanted to get one before we went on a vacation to Florida.
Yeah. And
before the week after Thanksgiving, she ran out of time because she's a mom and a working mom and juggling everything for our family. Did not get a pedicure in Florida. And so she made so many comments too while we were by the pool. Like, man, I can't believe I'm out by the pool and I don't have a pedicure, which is not like a guy thing. We're like, what? I don't know what that means. But she had made a bunch of comments. And then during Christmas time, she goes, I'll go with my mom to get a pedicure. It'll be like a mom-daughter thing.
Yeah.
Didn't get one. Just got busy. Christmas. Hustle and bustle. And then she's been mentioning it again and again and again. And so she's never had time. So yes, on Friday, I go, Julie, where do you get a pedicure at? And she told me the place. It was off Manchester, right?
It's off Brentwood Boulevard near Manchester.
Okay.
Allure Nails.
I don't know where I booked her. But I just booked it. I just called it because I felt like something as a mom is always going to come up, especially a working mom. Her time just goes. I don't even know where it goes. I'm like, oh, okay, we have nothing on the agenda for this weekend. And then all of a sudden it's Sunday night.
Yeah.
And she's done nothing for herself lately. So I booked her a pedicure. I said, I'll take care of our baby. Go shopping. She went to a thrift store and then bought a bunch of stuff for the family. Got a pedicure and got out of the house for 2 hours this past weekend.
Oh, I think that was very sweet. As long as you didn't book it because you think she's got crazy looking toes.
I mean, you're looking a little crazy. I was like, I'm just going to do this because I also now notice. And as a guy.
I'm not sure if that's sweet anymore. And then also I was worried because I heard you book it and I was like, oh my gosh, it's supposed to be Snowmageddon on that Saturday.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad by us because we live by each other. So I was like, oh, she's not going to make the pedicure. I'm glad she made it.
It's
the
so
roads
funny.
Were not bad.
My wife hates driving and is never wants to drive in the snow. We grew up in Chicago, Midwest people, but we just moved here from Texas. So this was her first chance driving in the snow in probably years.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden there's snowing out. And this is when I booked it. I'm like, can you talk about your all-time bathfire?
Right.
So I told her, I was like, you have a pedicure booked at noon. We're not debating it. We're not arguing. She was like, wakes up in the snow. She's like, I am not going. And I'm like, just go. The roads are fine. So I even went out, got us a cup of coffee to test out the roads.
Yeah.
I'm like, the roads are clear. They've done such a great job with them. And so she went, and I think she thanked me. She was like, you know what? I needed to get my nails done. And you know what's even the craziest part about it?
What?
Is she walks in the house. And she has those weird little slipper things on so you don't mess up the nails.
Sure.
My son's immediate reaction was, ooh, ooh, and pointed at him. Notice instantly he's 9 months old. And she was like, well, thanks, hon. I'm glad you noticed and liked my nails. And I was like,
that's a good man.
So cute that you did that at 9 months. Also, that shows you how bad it looks.
Whatever. Horrible. So you were are kind of sweet, yes. Nice job.
I'm kind of sweet. Sometimes you just have to make the appointments for the moms because they always continue to put the family first. And sometimes you got to put yourself first.
Amen.
It's Y98 St. Louis. Can you reuse an old wedding dress for your wedding that's happening right now? Like, bought this dress way back in the day, want to use it. That wedding didn't work out, but I want to wear that dress. 314-531-9898. Weigh in on this because Kendall is actually having this argument right now with her fiance, huh?
Yes, I am. We keep arguing about this over and over, and I kind of feel like I need advice from other people because I'm starting to feel crazy.
Okay. What side are you on? You want to wear the old dress, I'm guessing.
Okay, so hear me out. I have the most beautiful dress from the last time I was engaged, but I did not have the actual wedding. I was just engaged. And so this dress has never walked down the aisle. No man has ever seen this dress.
The dress never fulfilled its destiny.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Okay. Okay. The dress has a job to do.
Yes.
Yes. And this dress is perfection. I mean, I love every single thing about this dress. Like, there is no better dress than this dress. And so therein lies my problem. I want to find another dress for my fiancé. He thinks it's a symbol of, like, my last relationship, and it's all about the guy and him. But it's not. It's about, that's my dress.
Interesting. Are you? I'll go to Julie first. There's a woman in the room.
At first, I was like, oh, that dress has bad juju. Get rid of it. But it never fulfilled its destiny. Like you said, and sometimes you find that dress. It looks so good on you, and you look so hot, and you're like, I need to wear this. So I feel like maybe we need to, like, you know, get some, like, energy. Like, what's that called when you get that bad
like
energy
out of your house? Or any of the weird,
we need
whatever
to, like,
it is.
Put some crystals on your dress or something. Get the energy off of it, and then you can wear it.
So, okay, I'm willing to do that.
I'm kind of in the middle, and I'm kind of curious where listeners stand on this, and I don't like the middle for anything, but this is where I feel as though, like, your fiance has a point. Like, it's the wedding day. So many things will go wrong. You're not going to remember. And I wasn't a woman, so I have no idea what it feels like to be in your wedding dress. But what you're going to remember the most from your wedding day is how you two felt about each other. And if he's constantly thinking about you and that dress and something else, you don't want that in his mind.
Oh, but also, that's a good point. Okay.
I do think you shouldn't also be self-conscious. You should look and feel as beautiful as humanly possible that day. And if this dress is going to make you feel that way, then you have a strong point. So I am in the middle. But I don't think the dress is as important as your guys' feelings on that day. So that's what I will say is, and if it's bothering him that much, I think you need to figure out why.
I would say dress more important than feelings, but that's just me.
We're terrible. We have not given you great advice, Kendall. So let's see where listeners are. Should Kendall reuse her old wedding dress from a previous engagement that did not work out? This relationship did not work out. And now her fiance is saying it reminds him of the old relationship. It reminds him of a failed relationship. Or do we fulfill the dress's destiny of walking down the aisle? 314-531-9898. Our listeners will weigh in on your life, and then we'll find out what you're wearing on your wedding day.
Jump in and join the convo.
314-531-9898.
The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Here we go.
Kendall called in with such an interesting argument that she's having with her fiance right now. She found the perfect wedding dress. Looks so good in it.
Mm-hmm.
Only problem is, it was with her last engagement. She got that dress when she was engaged to another guy. They never got married, didn't walk down the aisle. The dress never got to be used, and she never got to feel that beautiful on her wedding day. So she wants to use the dress that she had with her past engagement.
Yeah.
Her fiance is saying, no, this is a symbol of your other relationship. You got that dress for the other guy. I don't want you in. All we're going to be thinking about is you and your ex-fiance on my wedding day. Mm. What do you think she should do? 314-531-9898. Let's go to Karen. Karen, what do you think that she should do?
I want to know, does this guy know how much a dress can cost?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So true. Oh,
yeah. Expensive. And
super.
If he really has a problem, alter it in some way. Go to a tailor, get it altered in some way, buy some brand new jewelry for it, buy a fabulous veil, something different. but save the money on a new dress.
So the dresses are expensive, so it is a way to save money on their wedding, and every penny counts. The altering, though, I think is an issue because she feels perfect in it. So altering it means it might not feel perfect, right, Julie?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point.
You can always add some lace or some beading or, you know...
Maybe something, like just something even small.
Something.
Add a little flower somewhere.
put his initials in this dress, like her new fiance's initials.
Yeah, like covering a tattoo. Yeah. Cover it up with a new something.
Thank you for the call, Karen. Kenny, you're calling from St. Louis. What do you think that Kendall should do? She has an old dress from a past fiance. They never got married. Now she wants to wear it for her new wedding.
Well, then he should be able to invite his past fiance if she wants to keep the past.
Oh, no! So you're on his side.
Ew.
You think, say, anything from the old relationship, you got to wash your hands of it, huh?
That's right. Julie, would you wear the engagement ring he bought for another woman?
No, I would not ever.
Kenny comes in.
Gross.
Kenny comes in throwing smoke. Strong points there,
dang.
Kenny. Jackie, you're calling from the Illinois side. What do you think that Kendall should do here?
I think that he probably doesn't even know what the dress looks like, or he probably, you know, she didn't really have to say anything.
Yeah, guys never see the dress before the wedding.
Right.
She shouldn't even brought it up. Like, oh, this is,
right. But I still think that if it's the dress of her dreams, that the relationship should be strong enough that it shouldn't matter. It's just a dress.
It's her dream. And it's her wedding day.
Yep.
Yeah. If she feels beautiful in it that day, then that's what I feel like she should wear.
What do you think now, Julie? Did you go from Kenny, who had a great point, now to Jackie has a great point, now you're back in the middle?
I do like what somebody else texted in. They said, pretend to dress shop. Boom, new dress, but not really. Just pretend. You'll never know.
Right.
That is true. Even if he saw this dress from the other one, if you showed him the dress like an hour later, he'd be like, oh, that's a nice.
Yes. Guys don't know.
See what I'm saying? Why couldn't you just wear this dress? He'll say.
You guys aren't paying attention. We know you. Come on now.
314-531-9898 if you have any advice for Kendall.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis.
Today's best variety. And home of the Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Powered by the Bomarito Automotive Group. Y98.
So many great calls in this. We appreciate you calling and texting in. Kendall had called into the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, and she said, I have the perfect wedding dress, but it's from my past engagement. My new fiance says you can't wear an old wedding dress from a past engagement. You can't bring that into the new marriage. So he doesn't want her to wear it. But she says she feels beautiful. She looks perfect.
Aww.
It's tough. 314-531-9898. Rachel in Brentwood, what do you think that Kendall should do in this situation?
I think it would be one thing if she wore the dress, like, in another wedding, but they didn't even get married. And so it's just an article of clothing, you know, and she probably bought it for herself if it was a traditional wedding. He didn't buy it for her. It's not like she's bringing her ex to the wedding. She's bringing an article of clothing.
So that's what Kenny had brought up. One of the people who listens to the show, Kenny called in and said, well, you can't bring your ex to a wedding. It's like bringing your ex to a wedding.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is not a human being. This is an article of clothing.
Right. Come on
women
now.
Don't
agreed.
To a person. They just attach the dress to the experience. And yeah, just pretend you went shopping.
I love how, thank you so much for the call, Rachel. I love how so many women have called in and said, guys will never know. Just pretend it's a new dress.
Exactly.
He will not notice the difference. Oh, that's so funny. Kathy in Wentzville. You think, though, if this argument gets pretty heavy between Kendall and her fiance, she should do what then?
So I think that she needs to convince her husband to be that this dress has nothing to do with the old relationship. It has everything to do with her and what she wants and what she thinks is perfect for her wedding day. And she needs to convince her husband to be that's what the dress means to her.
And if he's not buying into it, what do you do?
Well, I that's tough because it's hard to go into a marriage when with deceit. And I don't know that I buy into the whole, oh, let's go get a, just tell him you're going to go shopping and get a new dress, because you'll always know. And sometime
that's going to come out. And
it's like you started your marriage with a lie. Yeah, great point.
Yeah, especially if it's that big of a deal to him. I think that she could probably go shopping and hopefully find another dress equally as beautiful. But hopefully she can just convince him and make him understand how much it has nothing to do with any other relationship so much as it has to do with her and what she loves and believes and feels good about herself.
Right.
Great
it's
point.
It's not about you, dude.
Thank you so much for the call, Kathy.
That's what she should say.
Really solid point, too. And one of the other things that she brought up is, like, eventually it's going to come out. Like, a lot of times people will put that on sale. He'll be like, we should put up your old wedding dress for sale. And she's going to be like, yeah. just let me go get it.
Yeah. Wink, wink. Okay, that's what I would say.
Cynthia calling from Pacific. You had a great point about her wardrobe in general then.
Right. Her wardrobe didn't change when she started dating this guy. She didn't get rid of all her old clothes that she dated, you know, she saw, dated, wore when she was with the other guy. So neither did he when he was in a past relationship. So
yeah, because that would be expensive.
Clothes. Right.
Every clothes I ever wore on any date with my ex-fiance, I burned.
Yes. If he let me get a whole new wardrobe and paid for it, I'd get rid of the dress.
I'm like, some people probably do that. Some people have been burned by their exes. It's Y98 St. Louis. Thank you for the calls. We appreciate it.
Here's to the ones that we got. Cheers to the wish you were here, but you're not. Cause the drinks bring back all the memories of everything we've been through. Please bring back your
good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
We're just talking about the wedding dress drama. How about this for good news, bad news? I tell you the good part of the story will take a twist and end badly. Some weddings do. Husband and wife spend the night dancing away at their wedding reception. What went wrong?
Oh, so much went wrong because the husband was so drunk. He was dancing with this lady and he didn't even realize the lady actually took the identity of his soon-to-be wife or his wife because she stuffed the wife in the closet and then she pretended she was his new wife. And there she's dancing with him all night long and his wife is in the closet and no one has any idea she's stuck in there.
Wow.
It was crazy. You should have seen it.
Yeah. Kevin.
I wasn't going to go that crazy. I think they danced so much. They enjoyed themselves so much. They overslept. They missed their flight for their honeymoon.
More
realistic option.
Whatever. All relative.
That's what I was thinking too. So my fallback answer is that they danced so much that one of them, if not both, ended up in the ER.
Ooh.
What? I'm close.
Julie's the closest.
Are you right?
No, I swear to God, Julie's the closest. Yep. Wait till you hear what happens in 7 minutes. Julie says, yep. Like,
I knew it.
Duh.
Good news, bad news, you know it's everywhere.
You're a miracle worker, Julie. You're a miracle worker.
Weather is brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. Sunny and breezy today. High near 49. Cloudy tonight. Low down to 28. Tomorrow is going to be all the way up to 34. Welcome to the wintertime. Lance, how's the roads?
Well, one of our two problems along 55 headed for...
At least the Wake Up with Fred and Julie on Y98.
Good news, bad news. You know it's everywhere.
Julie just smiling because her boyfriend was mentioned on the air.
I think that's so cute. I love when she says that. And no, you can't grow. You better back out. I'll come after you.
Who is that voice lady? Told you the good part of the story, which is a husband and wife danced away at the reception all night. Now, I got to tell you the twist and bad. And I told you, I don't even remember your crazy ass story, Julie, but... It was somehow the closest.
She was trying. The guy was so drunk. He didn't realize this lady took his wife's place and locked his wife in the closet and was pretending that she was the one that he married.
Okay.
How am I right? Because I know
it's a little bit reversed and there's no locking in the closet. The wife got really drunk and was dancing with other people, the wrong person, not her husband.
Okay.
She was dancing so provocatively. He filed for divorce by the end of the night and said,
whoa!
I'm not doing this. I learned something about you at the reception. You were way too drunk. You were dancing too loosey-goosey.
Oh, heavens.
Said, I want a divorce. And then the next day, he did file for divorce.
Wow.
Shorter marriage than Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my gosh. Which means you need to get really drunk with the person you're going to marry first to make sure they're okay.
Good news, bad news. You know it's everywhere.
Julie, I got to tell you a story about my friend who got hit on in the strangest place, I think. I think it's a weird place. Yeah, I knew, okay. I knew you were going to like it. I'll tell you this story right after Ariana Grande on Y98 St. Louis. Don't need permission. Julie, I'm going to have to help my friend out here and make sure she feels like she's not alone.
I always have good advice, so yep. You're welcome.
And I'm sure she's not alone. Where's the strangest place you ever got hit on?
Like, oh, okay.
Some guy approaches you.
They're going to ask me something else.
Starts flirting with you. starts hitting on you. Julie. 314-531-9898. You're like, you won't believe where this guy tried to get his flirt on. My friend got hit on while pumping her gas.
Oh, no way.
That's
really?
Weird, wow. Right? Is that weird? She said she was standing in her sweatpants. In like early morning, weekend stuff, I don't know, like going back from the gym or something like that. She said she was getting gas and some guy came up, approached her. I feel like, one, you should not approach people when you're pumping gas. Two, when they're in sweatpants.
Do not approach people when they are pumping gas, everyone.
I feel like that's weird,
that
right?
That's funny.
I think it's on one of the signs.
Do not approach anyone.
I think it's a weird one. Like, who wants to get flirted on when they're getting gas? That is not the time.
I mean, I don't. That is a horrible place. I'm just kidding. It's not. I feel like that's fine.
You think it is fine to get...
I thought you were going to say, like...
Where's the weirdest place the guy's ever hit on you? Where were you doing? Like, grocery store? Like, looking at fruit? Like, name a place that you're like, don't flirt with me here.
Facebook.
Facebook. But all everyone the time. Flirts. Yeah, that happens all the time.
Let's see. I've been hit on in the grocery store before. I thought that was like, okay, like, whatever, leave me alone. Oh, one time somebody did ask me if I was Julie Tristan in the grocery store, and since I looked horrible, I said no.
You lied?
No, I get that all the time because he was a guy, and I'm sure he's gonna ask me out. My big old ego.
That was positive.
I'm sure he was.
I feel like gas stations weird, grocery stores also weird.
I was thinking like gynecologist office. That would be weird.
No one's ever been hit on by a gynecologist ever.
They better not. That's bad.
That would be weird.
Like your doctor or something.
Nurse, who hit on you? Weirdest time, strange time. You're like, really? This is when you're going to flirt with me? This is when you're going to ask me out? Don't do it. 314-531-9898. We'll create a creepy list of creepy times you were hit on in St. Louis on Y98 St. Louis.
Jump in and join the convo. 314-531-9898. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis.
Holy. Guys have, call it interesting timing.
Yes, they do.
When they decide to flirt with you and hit on you, maybe it's not the best time. Where's the strangest time, strangest place a guy has ever hit on you, asked for your phone number, asked you out on a date, and you're like, really? You're going to do that right now? 314-531-9898. My friend was like telling me the story about how she was getting gas, and this guy walks up like, can I get your phone number? She's like, I'm wearing sweatpants, I'm pumping gas. Like, this is when you're going to time to talk to me? Like, no, like, don't do that. there's some funny ones on the Bomberito text line.
There's another gas story. Okay, I ran out of gas and was walking to the gas station when a gentleman stopped, not to ask me if I needed help, but ask if I was married and wanted to go on a date. I told him I was married. He got back in his car and left. Rude!
Shut up!
Rude.
Guys are such idiots. My future sister-in-law had one of these stories, too. Like, I think that's what she's going to end up being. It's my brother-in-law's girlfriend.
Okay.
She's a police officer, was arresting a guy. He's like, you know, can I get your phone number?
No!
You're kind of a hot cop.
Oh, my God.
Probably not the best time to ask for her phone number. Eleonora. Where did you meet your husband, right? He was flirting with you where?
Funeral parlor.
Oh my gosh. Also a bad place.
Yeah. Nothing turns me on more than all these dead people. And it worked though, huh?
Oh yeah. We were together 13, I guess we picked the right one. Then he asked me to marry him. And now we'll be on our 13th wedding anniversary.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah. Did you go back to the place you met to get engaged?
Oh, shut up, Julie.
I just want to know.
No, actually, I proposed to Mr. Burger King.
Oh, Burger King.
Thank you so much for the call, Eleonora. Burger King. You know why? Stories like Eleonora is what guys think. You never know.
Yeah.
That's what happens with us idiots. Could be me. Maybe I should pull over while she's not a guest and see if she's married. Julie, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
We need to talk about how a lot of people celebrated Betty White's birthday yesterday and how Google celebrated was really cool. I'll tell you after Lifehouse.
Desperate for changing.
This is your Hollywood hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Well, it was MLK Day yesterday, a day of service, which is also kind of cool that it was also Betty White's birthday because she was all about serving the community as well. And a lot of people honored the Golden Girl who passed away on December 31st. By the Betty White Challenge, they encouraged people to donate $5 to local animal shelters because she was a big animal rescue supporter, which is cool. Trisha Yearwood was one of the thousands who participated in the challenge. Trisha Yearwood actually helped raise more than $24,000 for an animal charity called Dottie's Yard. And TMZ said she's also going to donate $10,000 of her own money.
Dang,
that's awesome.
I know.
Wow.
And then Google celebrated Betty's birthday by having... So if you go to Google and you Google Betty White's name, they have rose petals that flutter down the screen when her name is searched, followed by thank you for being a friend.
Yeah, oh, that's cool.
It was Isn't that so neat?
Did you do it?
I did it because, you know, because like the Google Doodle was all about MLK Day.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, where's this Betty White thing? I saw it on Facebook. So you had to Google Betty White. And once you did it, you kind of wait a little bit. And then here come the rose petals.
Yeah.
And then thank you. For it was like, that's really neat.
You that can still cool. see. I just did it to see if you can still see it. And you can still see it this morning, cool. at least, when you Google just Betty White's name. Hashtag that's so cool, Google. And on TV tonight, the series premiere of How I Met Your Father is on Hulu. Hilary Duff stars in it as Sophie. Kim Cattrall, the older version of her, telling the story of her son.
I'm a huge How I Met Your Mother fan, except for the last season because it was awful. But I loved How I Met Your Mother, so I'm super excited for this. And I'm a big Hilary Duff fan.
So you will watch How I Met Your Father?
I will watch How I Met Your Father.
Hashtag Kim Cattrall, you should be on Sex in the City, jerk. That's probably what hashtag.
Nailed it. You know my ex, so that makes it all. Speaking of reading those text messages, there's still some text messages coming in about those weird places you've been hit on by a guy.
Uh-huh.
And a good one on the Bomberito text line is?
A good one is, it says they were hit on at Disney with my kids. Getting off the ride, the guy sitting next to me whispers in my ear how I look good. To top it off, I will always have the souvenir picture of him to remember the story.
That's when you take your shot at Disney, huh? My favorite part about it is he whispered it, too, because even he knew it was inappropriate. He's like, hey, you're hot.
Oh, my God.
So stupid.
Somebody else was riding their bike at Creevecoeur Lake as a workout, not a casual stroll, and the guy stopped her to ask if they could go out. I told him my husband doesn't let me date.
Hey, stop your workout. You and me, we a thing?
No,
we're not. I'm going to throw you in this damn lake. Julie, we're going to run through some of those trending stories about one CEO is giving people $5,000 to quit their job.
What?
Yeah, where do we sign up? Give me that $5,000.
Exactly.
10 minutes, I'll tell you why. Lance, how does traffic look?
Just looking at northbound 270 here in the southwest corner from 44 up through Manchester.
It's now time for Julie's Hot Guy Fact of the Day on Y98 St. Louis.
Julie, so over many. There, look at her.
There's so many to choose from today.
Smile on your face.
Brett sent me one, too, and I was like, oh, hello.
I love how we all text Julie pictures of hot guys.
Right. I have the best job ever.
If your boyfriend and his firefighter friends were texting pictures of hot women, would that be okay?
I'd be pissed, okay?
Well, don't let him get mad at me.
Absolutely pissed.
He could beat me up.
Listen, Tom Holland apparently, I did find it on Instagram. Okay. He was working out and his trainer posted something funny like, where's your text? It says, standing next to a Marvel character, you have to make sure you have a good workout or something. But Tom Holland, like, dang, he's got muscles. He's got arms and abs.
What is the fact that Tom Holland works out?
Then there's another fact.
Spider-Man.
The other fact is Patrick Schwarzenegger was in Hawaii, and dang, he's got muscles too.
So the facts are, these hot guys, they got muscles.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Nailed it.
That was Julie's hot guy fact of the day on Y98 St. Louis.
I swear, if Kevin doesn't remind us things, we'll never remember it. He's always on top of it. And yep. And he just reminded us, Student of the Month ends on Wednesday for this month.
Oh, my gosh. So, parents, you need to go on today, Y98.com, on the contest page and enter your kids, because parents have to enter kids.
Yep. You enter your kids. Say, I'm really proud of you. This is what they've gone through. This is why. These are some of the accomplishments. This is why they should be Student of the Month. And we choose five winners by the end of the month, which ends on Wednesday. Thanks to Kevin for the reminder. And they get $100 thanks to Vantage Credit Union.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Kindergarten through senior in high school. And, like, anybody's eligible. And you get to go on our Wall of Fame. It's so much fun.
Y98.com. Do that by Kevin.
Wednesday. Wednesday at midnight.
How does traffic look?
Let's start in the Westplex, where we are dealing with some issues like, let's see, a crash mid-river.